FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A British girl has been cryogenically frozen after she won an historic legal fight before her death from a rare form of cancer. The ruling was made after the 14-year-old's parents couldn't agree on whether to carry out her final wishes. She wanted the process to be done in the hope of one day being brought back to life. GP Dr. Ellie Cannon says she fears how the teenager's mother will cope with the unusual circumstances.
Is her daughter sort of still alive? She's still there. Her body is still present. Obviously, the sort of rest of her soul, if you like, of course, is not still there. She isn't actually alive. It's a very, very tricky one. You can understand, of course, why it went to the High Court.
KMFM News.
A drunk driver has been jailed for 6 years for killing a 63-year-old man in a head-on crash in Kent. A court heard how Kevin Moore veered onto the wrong side of the road and collided with the victim's car on the A229 between Staplehurst and Linton in January. The 45-year-old from Couchman Green Lane in Staplehurst admitted causing death by dangerous driving. There's been a rise in the number of people being admitted to hospital in Kent because of alcohol. It's believed more than 300,000 people in the county are drinking at dangerous levels, increasing their risk of developing illnesses like cancer. Andrew Scott-Clark is Kent's Director of Health. He says it's putting a strain on the NHS.
Any increase in rates of admission is going to add further pressure to the NHS. The issue about the increase in alcohol-related admissions is that these are absolutely preventable by people just being a bit sensible about how much they drink alcohol.
KMFM News.
More than £2 million in compensation was paid out to passengers by the people who run Kent's trains over the past year. That's almost 70% up on the amount South Eastern forked out as part of their delay repay scheme over the previous 12 months. However, it's just a fraction of the £18 million they received in compensation from Network Rail for disruption from things like track repairs. Funding for the royal family will almost double over the next 10 years. It's to pay for an urgent refurbishment of Buckingham Palace, costing £369 million. Buckingham Palace has released a statement. Sky's royal correspondent Rhianna Mills has the details.
They've talked about how miles of ageing cables, lead pipes, electric wiring and boilers are going to be replaced, many for the first time in 60 years. And it says that an independent specialist report concluded that without urgent work, there's a risk of serious damage to the palace.
KMFM News.
KMFM has been told around 1,500 children will be spending Christmas in care in Kent this year. Social service bosses are now urgently appealing for extra carers as demand for places reaches breaking point. Foster carer Michelle O'Shea from Ashford started looking after some children just before Christmas 2 years ago.
I am there every single day. I pick my children up from school. Every single day I take them. Every single day I'm at home when they come home because I just think it's so important they had that stable figure in their life.
And plans to build Kent's biggest Waitrose have been approved. The £14 million store at Eclipse Park near Junction 7 of the M20 at Maidstone will create 200 jobs. Transport bosses had initially raised concerns about congestion in the area but withdrew them, providing work was done to bring in more bus routes. It's expected to open in spring 2018.
KMFM Showbiz.
Three contestants on this year's Strictly are going to take part in the 10th anniversary live tour next year. Louise Redknapp, Danny Mac and Daisy Lowe will perform at 30 shows across the UK. Len, Craig and former pro dancer Karen Hardy will be the judges.
KMFM Sport.
Football, and after a shock defeat in the FA Cup, Gillingham will be looking to bounce back in the league this weekend. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, the Gills were beaten by non-league Brackley on Wednesday night and face Walsall away from home tomorrow. Boss Justin Edinburgh wants to see a reaction from his players.
Well, I'd expect that. You know, that's what will be driven. That's what my mindset is. And so that's what we go to do, yeah.
Gillingham are currently 17th in League One, with the opposition three places above them. Meanwhile, Dover were the last side from the county to be knocked out of the FA Cup last night after losing 4-2 in extra time to Cambridge at the Crabble. And in cricket, England aren't in the best position at the end of day two of the second test with India. They're 103 for 5 in their first innings, trailing the hosts by 352 runs. England assistant coach coach and former Kent coach Paul Farbrace says the batsmen need to take more responsibility.
It's no good coming off and saying my natural game is to be positive and look to hit the ball. Well, there are times where actually you've got to adapt your game, you've got to get stuck in, and we've got to show a little bit more fight. And disappointingly, we had a period there where we didn't show that much fight.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.